But they have shirts and ties on. Thank you, missionaries, for ties in the tropical jungle. Just such a brilliant transferal of the kingdom of God. And so there they're standing, singing a song that most Americans could not even interpret. Like, what is the role and what is up yonder? You know, I mean, what does that even mean? Most Americans wouldn't know that. But here are these graduates of this school that are going into five surrounding island nations to be the next generation of leaders. And they're singing a song that they don't even understand. And all of a sudden, the absurdity of it, at first I was laughing, and then all of a sudden I'm like, God, this is wrong. Like, this is wrong. They're singing without revelation. They're worshiping, but they don't even know what they're saying. They don't even know what they're doing. And we've trained them to do this. And all of a sudden, my mind started flashing all over the world. And I pictured that little Romanian church, that gypsy church down by the railroad tracks where they're singing, you know, Matt Redman songs. And then, you know, out in the bush of India where they're singing hill songs and all these different things. I'm not against any of those songs, but like, what happened to their song? What happened to a song that they actually understand and is actually the song over their nation? And I started getting angry in my spirit. And I started saying, God, this is wrong. You've got to do something about that. They're up there singing, when the roll is called. And I'm just getting angry. God, somebody's got to do something. And then I heard God laughing. I heard him laughing. And he goes, gotcha. And I'm like, no, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. Like, get somebody famous, you know, get somebody talented, get somebody that's written some famous song or you know, educated or something. I mean, I dropped out of Bible college to play in a band, you know. It's like, you need to get somebody more influential than me. And the Lord said, Dano, if I use them, then everybody will think it's them. But if I use you, everybody will know it's me. No, seriously, that's what he said. And he said, I've destined you for the rise and fall of nations, and you will change the sound of worship in nations. And I was like, whoa, what do I even do with that? What do I even do with that? I had no idea. I was dumbfounded. And I came back to America, and I was like, well, Lord, how do you do this? How do you change the sound of worship in nations? I won't go into the whole story, but I'll just give you a quick little nugget. So I'm like, well, this call came in Fiji. I guess I'll go back to Fiji, but I'll do a worship conference this time. So I invited about 100 worship leaders. And by the time I paid all my expenses, I only had a couple $100 left. And I'm like, God, how am I going to change the sound of worship?